Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to today's show. If you're driving and you're hearing this right now, or maybe you're hearing it somewhere over the internet, please listen to the whole show today because there's some information that many Christians are deceived of believing. And it's so important for us to get this right because, folks, it's one thing to accept Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, as Messiah, the Savior. And we're saved by His blood only. There's no way we could work our way to be saved. We don't do works to be saved. We're saved by the blood of Yeshua, the one we call Jesus. However, folks, we don't keep His works or desire to keep His works to be saved. We desire to keep His works because we are saved. You see, before you're saved, before Yeshua touches your life, you desire the things of this world. And after you become saved, understanding what Yeshua done for us, we should love the things He loves and hate the things He hates. So something has to change when you become saved. And that something is your heart, folks. Your heart has to change to love what He loves and hates what He hates. Now, many Christians do not know the definition of sin. Because if you ask people, what is sin? Now, have you ever thought to yourself, what is sin? Well, it's very clear in the scriptures in 1 John 3:4. Sin is transgression of the law. But the church teaches that the law is done away with. So in essence, the church is teaching sin is done away with. Well, if sin is done away with or the law is done away with, the Bible is done away with. Because the Bible is a book of guidelines and instructions of our Creator's law. You know, the problem is, folks, the word law is a bad word. It's not the correct word to use. The word properly used would be Torah. And Torah translated means guideline and instructions, not law. But even if it meant law, man desires today to follow the laws of man. But they say the laws of our Creator are done away with. Folks, they're guidelines and instructions. And if you believe in Yeshua, if you are a follower, if you are one of the sheep that hear His voice, you should have every desire to follow His guidelines and instructions. And if you're not, you're living in sin. Now, there's a difference, folks, between sinning and loving sin. There are a lot of people that are so used to their sinning and their ways of this world that when they become a believer, it takes time to shed the old ways, to get rid of the old ways. So we struggle with those, but we should hate those. And the more we hate them, the quicker we're going to get rid of them. So we might still have them. So yes, folks, none of us are perfect. Except Yeshua, and we are all going to sin in our lives. But the question now becomes, do you love sin and desire to keep doing it? Or do you hate sin and want to get rid of it? And we look at what the scriptures say about this, and we look at the word practice. You know, we take doctors, for example. Doctors have a practice. Practice makes perfect, but one reason why I desire not to go to many doctors is there's many mistakes made during that practice period. Until they get to perfection. But practice is basically what somebody is doing on a consistent basis. Now, we are to practice living according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and work our way towards perfection. Yes, we may never get there, but we're putting His word into practice as opposed to putting sins or living a life against His words into practice. And when we make a mistake, miss the mark, mess up, or whatever you want to call it, if we've accepted Yeshua sincerely with our heart, He is there to cover our transgressions. But only for those that are desiring to put into practice His guidelines and instructions. Let's look in the scriptures and see this a little bit more closely. In Exodus 33:7, it says, "It was the practice of Moses to take the tent of meeting and set it up some distance from the camp. Everyone who wanted to make a request of Yahweh, our Creator, would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp." So Moses made a practice. He did it on a consistent basis. That was what he did. That was his practice. In Leviticus 19:37, it says, "You must be careful to keep all of my decrees and regulations, putting them into practice. I am Yahweh who speaks." So we must be careful to keep all His decrees and regulations. Folks, it doesn't say some of them. It doesn't say pick and choose. It doesn't say they're changed. It doesn't say that they're different. It said you must carefully to keep all my decrees and regulations. We could say guidelines and instructions, decrees and regulations, or you can call them laws like the common church does today. But we must carefully put them into practice. So do them on a regular basis. The average Christian today puts sinning into practice, living against the guidelines and instructions, because that's what they're taught to do. When they're taught the law is dead, they're taught that we got to put sin into practice because sin is transgression of the law, 1 John 3:4. So many of us are deceived to believe this, and we got to get out of the practice of sinning and into the practice of following His word. Again, like I said when we first started today, we're not saved by doing His works. But we're saved by His blood, but we should do His work because we are saved and we want to put His word into practice. We are His sheep and we hear His voice and we want to do those things. We look at Leviticus 28. It says, keep all. It doesn't say some. When you guys get home, look in your Bible. It says, keep all of my decrees. And you could say commandments. You could say laws. You could say guidelines. Your instructions. Keep all of my Torah and put them into practice. So that means do them on a regular basis. You know, so we think about this, and there's other scriptures that say, do not add or take away, but keep the guidelines and instructions. And many people, I know many Christians that are having tough times, and nobody said our walk with Messiah was going to be easy. But He did promise us blessings, and many Christians are missing those blessings. He did promise we would not get the same disease upon the Egyptians, and many people are suffering from the same disease as the disobedient people, the people that practice sin in today's world. But He told us, you know, not to do the same thing they're doing if we want to be blessed. You know, it says we're known by our fruit. So the reason we're getting the same diseases as the disobedient, the reason we have the same worries and fears of the world, is because we're not putting His word into practice. We're saying it's done away with, we don't have to do that, and the enemy is having his way with us, and that's creating a big issue. Leviticus 22:31 says, you must faithfully keep all my commandments, putting them into practice, for I am Yahweh. So we must faithfully do this. Go out in faith and stop thinking, well, I can't keep them. I can't keep them all. And start thinking, I need to put this into practice. And He'll cover my transgressions when I don't meet them. But my desire is to fulfill them and put them into practice. Because I'm a sheep. I hear His voice. And that's what He told me to do. Folks, Psalms 119:34 says, give me understanding and I will obey your instructions. I will put them into practice with all my heart. I want to request, ask, plead, pray, and every other word you could think of, that people will go home and listen, open up their Bibles, and read Psalms 119. Psalms 119 is a psalm of practice, of putting His word into practice. Over and over again, it talks about practicing His word, putting it into practice, doing it, why we shouldn't stop, why it's important, why the evil people desire not to do His word, and all these different things. And again, today, that's what the church is doing. It's commanded people to not follow His word. Oh, that's done with. The law is dead. They say law versus grace. Folks, anyone that tells you law versus grace does not know their Bible. It's not law versus grace. It's law with grace. He gives grace to those who desire to put His word into practice. But those who desire to live against His words, whether you're deceived or whether you just purposely do that, you have to understand that there are serious consequences. Serious consequences. And we have to get right with His word if we want Him to be right with us. So we need to understand these things. And I invite you to go to my website, which is www.torahlifeministries.org. And I have a lot of videos on that website that talk about these things. And, you know, a lot of people that are Christians might say, well, you know, that's legalistic. No, folks, it's not legalistic to follow the words of our Creator. And I'm giving you the words. I'm giving you Bible right here. I'm not telling you something of some legalist thing. They say, oh, that's legalistic. Well, what is legalistic, really? Legalistic is if you're desiring like the like the Jewish people did during the time of Yeshua, the Pharisees and the sages. They desired so much on the words that they didn't focus on Messiah. They focused so much on the works that they didn't focus on the grace and the understanding and the salvation of Yeshua. They didn't get that. So when you have Yeshua as your Messiah and you keep the guidelines and instructions, you are not legalistic. You are doing what Scripture says to do. People might say, well, you've just given us a whole bunch of Old Testament Scriptures. Give us New Testaments. Well, I'll tell you, folks, if you want to understand your Bible, you need to rip a page out. And that's the page that separates the old from the new. Because it's not two books, it's one book. We need to understand it's not an old and a new. It's the original covenant and the renewed covenant. And Jeremiah said we need to take that covenant and take it off paper, and it needs to become on our heart. So we live it by our heart. We don't even have to read it. We should know it by our heart. That's what he says. That's what the new thing. It wasn't changed. But people today, they pick and choose what they should follow, what they need to follow. They look at the morality of the world today and they said, well, that's not a moral thing, so I'm not going to do it. Well, look at the morality of the Scriptures and forget what the world says. Look what the Scriptures have to say. You think it's the original covenant? Well, let's look at the renewed covenant. Let's look at the New Testament and see what the New Testament says about this. In Luke 11:28, Yeshua himself replied, but even more blessed are those who hear the word of my Father Yahweh and put them into practice. That came right out of the mouth of Yeshua himself. Those that are even more blessed are those who hear the word and put them into practice. So we got to start doing these things on a consistent basis first, folks. We got to do these things consistently. Let's look at Philippians 4:9. Philippians 4:9 says, keep putting into practice all you learned and receive from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then Yahweh of peace will be with you. See, so many Christians today, they worry and they're living in fear. They have no peace. They have no peace, no comfort. You know, there's this insomnia. They can't sleep at night because they don't have peace about things that are going on because they're not putting his word into practice. They're not consistently desiring to do his works. Their heart has not turned yet. And they still love the things of this world and desire to do the things of this world. You can never stop doing those things if you love those things. It's time we stop putting into practice the sinning and we start to put into practice his word. 1 John 3:9, another renewed testament or new testament or whatever you want to say it. 1 John 3:9 says, those who have been born into Yahweh's family, and by the way, folks, if you're listening, Yahweh is the name of our creator. That is the name of God. His name is Yahweh. So it says, those who have been born into Yahweh's family do not make a practice of sinning. It doesn't say they don't sin. It doesn't say they never ever fall or stumble. It said they don't make a practice of it. They don't consistently desire to do it. You know, and somebody might say, well, if we're perfect, we don't need grace. Well, we're not perfect, and we do need grace for when we're not perfect. But those that make a practice, those that try to be perfect in sinning, it says, they do not do this, those that are part of Yahweh's family. And then it goes on to say, because Yahweh's life is in them, so they can't keep on sinning because they are children of the Most High, children of our wonderful Creator. So I'll submit to you that, you know, many people have been putting sin into practice and I tell you that it's not too late. It's not too late. One day it will be too late, folks, but it's not too late yet. We could start changing. And ask our Creator, pray to Him. Ask Him to change our heart, to change our desires, so that we would desire His word and start questioning your church or your pastor if they start telling you, oh, you know, you don't have to do those things. You don't have to do those things. Well, you know, we need to question this. And this is why I deal with a lot of people that are sick. I deal with a lot of people that are living in fear. A lot of people that have the diseases of the disobedient. And I question, are you putting his word into practice? Now, here's the thing, folks. Many of them don't even know what his practice is. How many of you listening could name one commandment of the scriptures? Just one. Think about that. And then how many could you name 10? And you think, well, now I can name all 10, but do you know there's 613? And somebody might say, well, there's no way I can do all of that, and there's no way we should do all of that. You know what? We're not required to do all of that, because many of the guidelines and instructions aren't for us. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, I'm a man. I can't fulfill the requirements for women. I'm not a farmer. I can't fulfill the requirements for farmers. But I'm a man, and there's many commandments that I can fulfill. And I should be desiring to do those things and not making excuses saying I can't even do that. You know, we've made a practice of following the laws of the government. We need to start making a practice of following the laws of our Creator without making excuses, without making exceptions, and follow, like he says in his scriptures, to follow all of them, you know, and keep his guidelines and instructions. You know, many of us are living in darkness, folks, and the enemy has deceived us. And it says clearly in the scriptures, the word, the Torah, the guidelines and instructions are a light for the path. And that path is very narrow because many people enjoy darkness more than they enjoy light. Well, it's that narrow path that leads to that narrow gate that is Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. And this is why he said, only few will pass this gate. Only few will get in. Because people aren't desiring to practice righteousness. They want to live according to this ways world and put that into practice. That light for that path is Torah. So when he says in Matthew, when he talks about the path being very narrow, that path is the Torah, the guidelines and instruction, the decrees and regulations, all the things the church says that's done away with. So the church is telling people, don't take that narrow path that leads to that narrow gate, which is Yeshua. They're saying, stay on the wide path, the path of darkness. You know what? Everyone's there, and that's the path that's easy to live by, and that's the path that's comfortable. No, folks, that's the path that's going to lead not to the gate of righteousness of Yeshua. And we do have a choice, and the scripture says, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. I know many people are hearing this, and some of you would question it. Some of you might have turned it off already. But those of you that are still listening, go home and read your Bibles. If you are home, open your Bibles and question what we're saying. Question what your pastor is saying. Look at what Scripture says. Look, 1 John 5:8. 1 John 5:8. Those who have been born into Yahweh's family do not, underline the word, do not make a practice of sinning because Yahweh's life is in them, so they can't keep on sinning because they are children of Yahweh. So we see that. Now that's repeated here. We saw that, you know, we see that over and over again. We cannot continue to make a practice of sinning. We have to change that. We have to get that out of our lives. We cannot continue to make a practice of sinning and think that there's going to be no consequences. Because there are consequences. There are consequences, folks, for living in sin. And that's why we need to change. We need to get right with his word. And we need to desire what he desires and not desiring the things of this world. How many of you listening right now are ready to start doing that? How many of you are ready to make that change? And if somebody calls you legalistic, you're ready to say, well, you know what? You can call it what you want, but I'm just following the words of our Creator. And the words of our Creator said that we shouldn't be doing these things. I'll give you a great example, folks. We're at a time now where the fall feast of scriptures are coming up, the appointed times of scriptures, the things where he tells us to keep and tells us not to keep, versus the pagan holidays. What it comes down to is holy days versus holidays, the pagan holidays that many people keep, that scripture tells us not to keep. Christmas and Easter and Halloween. You know, if you're a Christian doing these things, you are practicing sin. It says 1 John 5:18, before I gave it incorrectly, 1 John 3:9 says, those who have been born into Yahweh's family do not make a practice of sinning because Yahweh's life is in them, so they can't keep on sinning because they are children of Yahweh. Well, 1 John 5:18 says, we know that Yahweh's children do not make a practice of sinning, for Yahweh's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot touch them. That's what that says. So we think about that. We know that the children of Yahweh, those that proclaim Yeshua, It says, do not make a praxis of sinning. Now, do you make a praxis of sinning, folks? If you're living against the law, the guidelines and instructions, if you think they're done away with, that's what you're doing. You're making a practice of sinning. But it says in the scriptures, for Yahweh's sons, those that follow the word, you know, the Creator holds them securely, and the evil one cannot touch them. You know, judgment is coming, folks. Judgment day is coming, and as these end times get closer, we think about what Yeshua said in the scriptures when Yeshua said, get away from me, I did not know you. They said, but didn't we do these things in your name? Didn't we do these things? He said, no, get away from me, I did not know you. You know, you have to question these things, and you have to question the fruit in your life. You know, a person's not a Christian or a believer in Yeshua just because he says a prayer, you know, and he gets baptized and he acts Yeshua into his heart. You know, for somebody who really wants to desire to be a Christian, they must understand, they must repent of their sins and put their faith and trust in Yeshua. And if you do that, you're going to desire to follow his guidelines and instructions. That's the problem, folks. When we look at, you know, it says a person is known by their fruit, but is fruit showing in your life? And we look at people and we look at the average Christian, you know, they don't have the fruit because they're not living according to the words of scriptures. They're living according to the guidelines and instructions of man. You know, go and read Psalms 119. See what it says about this. Go and read all the scriptures and see what it says about this. You know, we have to hear his word and do them. You know, but it really comes down, repentance or repent means to turn, folks. And many people have not repented. The scriptures talk over and over about repenting. Yeshua spoke about it. All the scriptures talk about it. Repent from your evil desires. Repent from your way. Turn so your heart would turn, so you would turn. So many people might pray Yeshua. They might say his name, oh, accept Yeshua. Oh, you might call him Jesus. They might accept him. But you know what, folks? If you're not repenting, that means nothing. That's just lip service. We got to be real about this, and our heart has to turn, and we have to repent for the times that we sin, and we've sinned, and we should feel terrible when we sin, when we break his guidelines and instructions. And instead of making excuses for us to keep doing it, we should say, no, we made a mistake and we shouldn't do it. We should feel terrible. But that's not the world we're living in today, and that's the problem. We make excuses for our sin instead of feeling terrible and having a repentant heart. And it begins with repenting. So I want everyone to read and repent. Read and repent and get right with his word. Hallelujah means praise Yahweh, a wonderful creator. Everyone says it all the time. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Well, you're not giving him praise if you're practicing living in sin. You need to practice getting right with his word and his desires. And that's my prayer. I pray that all of you listening right now and all of you on here would share this message with others in your walk. And you would practice it and show them by your works. And you will tell them, no, it's not grace versus law. It's grace with law. You know, if anyone has a question about this, you want to question me about something I said, you want more information, on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. So TorahLifeMinistries, there's an S at the end, .org. You can check that out, and you could look at all the videos on that website. You can contact me through that website as well. If you have questions, you want to get in touch with me personally. I'll also give out my phone number, 561-283-1707. So wherever you're listening to this, all over the world, you can contact me. If you have any questions, you want to email me via my website, or you want to talk. On Friday nights, we also have a live Google Hangout where you can get on and fellowship with me and many other brothers and sisters. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time on Friday nights on Google Plus. If you email me, I could send you the link for that. Or you could just go to my Facebook page. Go to Facebook, Torah Life Ministries, and you could see more information on that. But you have to understand, folks, the word is available to you all over the world. Our Creator has given you the guidelines and instructions for a reason. If you take those away, you do not have a Bible. Yeshua himself taught that. You know, he said, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or tittle shall be done away with of the word, the guidelines and instructions. And then we can go back to the poor translation and we could say the law. But don't be confused, folks, by the word law. And that's where many people are. I'm really excited because we have some feast coming up upon us. I don't know when you're listening to this, but it just passed Yom Teruah, which is mistakenly called Rosh Hashanah, which is the mistakenly known as the New Year, but no, it's the day of the trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets. And we don't know the day or time Yeshua is returning, but we do know, according to scriptures, during the feast and during the Feast of Trumpets. So this is a time for us to be watchful and understand it. You know, we don't know when he's coming back, but we know he's coming back, folks. And we should desire to do his word so he doesn't say, get away from me, I did not know you. Then we have the day of Yom Kippur, which we're commanded to observe each year. And then more fall feast, the Feast of Sukkot. That's when actually Yeshua was actually born. That's coming up in a couple of weeks here. And we have to repent of the customs that we're so used to, the pagan customs, the customs of sinning going against scriptures. Do you know in Jeremiah it says not even to have a Christmas tree in your house? But that's what people do today on a regular basis. You know, Christmas, if you look at the history of it, has nothing to do with the scriptures. But people desire to do these things. Halloween, it definitely has nothing to do with the scriptures. But many Christians will say, well, I understand Halloween's bad, but Christmas is good. No, Christmas is worse than Halloween from many standpoints if you look at the history of it. So folks, like I said, I know people struggle with sin. And like I said, that's when Yeshua will help us. I know it takes time to break our customs. And that's okay. But we need to have a heart that desires to do what he does. And to practice righteousness. Practice makes perfect, folks. And we want to be as perfect as we could. And we want our hearts to have perfection of righteousness. And that's what we want to do. So we want to seek his voice. Seek him. It says, knock and the door shall be opened. Well, I'm asking you, pleading with you, to knock on the door of righteousness. So that door is opening. So you no longer enjoy practicing the ways of this world. Folks, thank you for listening to me today here, wherever you heard it. I have a radio show, 11:30 a.m. every Saturday in South Florida on WCNO 88.9, if you're in the area or know somebody who is. Or you can contact me through the internet. I'm on various different stations where you might be hearing this now. You can hear it again in the following week. Until then, everybody, I want to wish you all a blessed fall feast season. I want to thank you for listening. Listen next week. Get to my website. Everybody, have a great day, and may Yahweh bless you and give you a heart of righteousness. Shalom, shalom.